there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from San Francisco. So let's get down to business. So day two, quick update of what's been happening, highlights, we'll go through it really quickly, then we'll speak at the end in more detail. But just kind of kick things off, we had a really good speech at the beginning of day two from Charlie Revitt, who's the London City of Zion main guy. And he was talking about Neo authentication and using a special type of login for the Neo blockchain and how they're developing that over in London, which was super interesting. We had Tyler Adams talking about Moonlight, which is a really exciting ICO on the Neo blockchain, distributed workforce and project management platform. I had the opportunity afterwards to go for a couple of beers with Tyler. Really interesting guy. As I said in yesterday's podcast, he was very special in the sense where he's very community driven, and his vision for the space is unparalleled to anyone else I've ever met. It was absolutely phenomenal to have the opportunity to speak to him. We had Dean Van Dugden, and he was talking about VDT Network, decentralized render farm. That was super, super interesting. Another highlight was from Jonathan Ha, who is the CEO of Red Pulse. He was talking about a new tokenized research ecosystem. The vibe once again the second day was absolutely phenomenal. There was lots of parties afterwards, which was great. So I had the opportunity to meet everyone once again, but what I'll do is at the end I'll go through more detail about what actually happened, what went down, and what is everyone thinking, what is the consensus, because the markets are coming down day by day. And what is the Neo consensus at the Neo DevCon? What are people thinking? What are the players and movers? what are the main guys thinking? So we'll go into that afterwards. Other than that, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
Bitcoin prices drop as media misinterprets Indian government regulation speech. Hot topic. Let's jump into the story. Bring it up to speed. Bitcoin markets are reacting to fresh regulatory comments on crypto from India's finance minister, Arun Jaitley, made during his most recent budget speech in the parliament today, February 1st. After Jaitley noted in the speech that cryptocurrency is not legal tender in the country and promised a crackdown on illegitimate activities involving crypto, a flood of misinterpreted comments warning of an outright ban appeared across the mainstream press and social media. Markets, in turn, fell in trading on Thursday, Bitcoin dipping below $9,512 after breaking $10,300 Wednesday, January 31st, data from Bitstamp shows. India has been sporadic in its attempts to formalize cryptocurrency regulation over the past 2 years. Since the country's currency reforms, interest in Bitcoin especially has skyrocketed, with local exchanges reporting huge growth. At the same time, India's central bank has issued repeated warnings on cryptocurrency investment, some of which appeared tantamount to calling it illegal. During his budget speech today, Jaitley stated, "The government does not recognize cryptocurrency as legal tender or coin and will take all measures to eliminate the use of these crypto assets in financing illegitimate activities or as part of the payments system." While Jaitley's speech notably avoided any mention of legality of crypto in and of itself, commentaries of third parties and mainstream journalists controversially claimed that a ban was imminent. Interesting story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump on to the next one. Newly detected malware uses NSA exploit to mine Monero. Over 500,000 PCs infected. Interesting story. Let's jump into it. Cryptocurrency mining botnet malware Simaru has infected more than 526,000 computers using a leaked NSA exploit, the Hacker News reported yesterday, January 31st. Software security researchers from cybersecurity company Proofpoint have detected a new global botnet called Simaru, also known as ISMO, that uses the National Security Agency NSA exploit Eternal Blue to spread Monero mining malware. The Eternal Blue exploit was leaked by the so-called Shadow Brokers hackers, who were reportedly behind the 2017 widespread WannaCry ransomware threat, according to Hacker News. Proofpoint reported that the Sumeru botnet has been infecting computers since May 2017, mining about 24 Monero coins per day. To date, the botnet has reportedly managed to mine about 8,900 Monero, or about $2.1 million at press time. The highest number of Sumeru infected PCs has been found in Russia, India, and Taiwan, researchers said. According to Proofpoint, cyber criminals are also targeting vulnerable versions of Windows, also using a leaked NSA protocol exploit called eSteam Audit. According to the hackernews.com, the experts also notified DDoS protection server SharkTech, where Sumeru's command and control infrastructure has been detected. However, they didn't get a response. As Cointelegraph reported on January 28th, a massive Monero mining malware attack via online ads, mostly attributed to the controversial cryptocurrency mining and advertising platform CoinHive, has affected a huge number of users and online businesses worldwide, including YouTube. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next one. EU opens world's most comprehensive blockchain observatory and forum. Great story. Quick update. Let's jump in. The European Commission announced in a press release today, February 1st, the launch of the EU Blockchain Observatory and Forum in a step aimed at uniting the economy around blockchain. In the most hands-on step to leverage the promise of the technology to date for the EU, the project will bring together various sectors, including regulators and politicians, to develop new use cases. European Commissioner for Digital Economy and Society, Maria Ivano Gabriel, was quoted in the official press release saying that the project would become one of the world's most comprehensive repositories of blockchain experience and expertise. It will build an open forum for blockchain technologists, innovators, citizens and industry stakeholders, public authorities, regulators and supervisors to discuss and develop new ideas and directions, she continued. The 28-member block has actively sought to understand how it can involve itself in blockchain and promote it to the citizens of the EU for several years. Research published by the European Parliament in 2017 claimed that blockchain would change the lives of EU residents. For efforts nonetheless, focusing on areas such as data and identity over economic overhauls. At the same time, the official treatment of cryptocurrency itself in the EU remains much more cautious. Plans to end anonymous transactions on digital wallets and exchanges were approved in December last year. Great story. Great to see the EU is using the blockchain and keeping up with the times, so to speak. It's great to see that, and it's great to see they're involving everyone. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Armin van Bitcoin, and you can go follow him at Armin van Bitcoin, and here is the tweet. We've been patiently waiting for this day to arrive. Hashtag Bitcoin. Woohoo! The second tweet is from Max Kaiser. You can go follow him at Max Kaiser. And here's the tweet. Positively, Bitcoin bounced off the 200 moving day average. If this holds, we're good to see interim $28,000 target. Woohoo! We love the bullish targets. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
Alright, so in this part of the show, we're going to be going through our current crypto global view. And having been at the DevCon and spoken to a lot of the guys there, this is our current crypto global view. With what's happening on the Neo blockchain, all the projects coming out, they deserve a lot of attention because the guys behind them are super, super smart. And they're able to execute correctly. And they have a lot of support from the City of Zion. So here are some projects that I really feel I should bring to your attention and you should do some heavy due diligence on, because these are projects that could, you know, are going to be here for the long run. So to kick things off, Nex, the Nex exchange, that's yet to have an ICO. That's something that is extremely exciting and it's going to have massive, massive impact on the space. So if you don't know, check them out. The Moonlight project. The Moonlight is basically a distributed workforce and analytical project management platform featuring a global public ledger of contributor work experience and a new matchmaking algorithm to effectively fulfill project needs. Redpulse is another one. Redpulse tokens are Neo tokens issued by Redpulse, an event-driven research firm covering market events impacting Chinese companies, sectors, and the overall economy. ADEX. ADEX is a decentralized ad exchange built on the blockchain and smart contracts. The core feature of ADEX will be the so-called ADEX user profile, a personalized page that allows every end user to understand and control the ads delivered to them. Another one is ZPIN. ZPIN is basically the distributed creative new economy. ZPIN is a decentralized innovative community. It's dedicated to promoting highly effective and efficient circulation of innovation assets, smart work, creative life. I love that slogan. Q-Link is another. Q-Link, developed by Q-Link Foundation in Singapore, adopts the blockchain technology and creates a decentralized mobile network for peer-to-peer Wi-Fi sharing, mobile data converted content distribution, enterprise telecom services, and crowdsourced funding. Neo Smart IoT is basically control of IoT, Internet of Things, devices via Neo Smart contracts. First device is ESP8266. Immusify, I heard these guys present, super cool project. Immusify is a free blockchain-based incentivized and decentralized platform for music-related digital content such as audio, videos, apps, images, and blogging, where anyone can join, contribute, and get paid. Chainline. Chainline is peer-to-peer courier platform. Couriers transport items to fulfill demands and earn courier fees. Pretty cool stuff. Another one is BlockAuth. BlockAuth allows users to log in, authenticate to apps and websites by invoking a Neo smart contract from a Neo address tied to the user's account. It aims to be the blockchain open ID. Another one is Krypton, and you can go check them out, krypton.live. Krypton is a smart contract and ecosystem provide SIP registration on the Neo blockchain using a Krypton compatible SIP provider. Another one that really stuck out to me was some of the dApps coming out. So there's one called Sunny Dapp. And this dApp basically allows you to insure against bad weather conditions on a given day. If the relative sunshine duration on that day is lower than 50%, you get paid. I thought that was super cool. Another one, obviously, is The Key. And if anyone doesn't know, The Key is a decentralized ecosystem of identity verification tool using national big data and blockchain. The Key project team is now developing an identification verification IDV tool with blockchain-based dynamic multi-dimension systems. And last but not least, Trinity. Trinity is an applicable to blockchain transfer of NEP5 standard tokens. As a Neo version Lightning network, Trinity achieves real-time payment, low transaction fees, scalability, and privacy protection of Neo mainnet assets through state channels. That's my two cents in the situation. And the community in Neo is always building and everyone's going to be welcome within it. So feel free to join and be part of something very special. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember to like or to tweet us at @svk_crypto and email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @svkcrypto.com. Have a fantastic weekend and we'll be back with more great news.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.